from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill, the pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher, Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
For the White Sox, Chapman to deep left field. It is gone halfway up the bleachers. Matt Chapman, his 20th home run of the year, makes it 5-1.
Fifth time in his career, he's hit at least 20 home runs in the season. Congrats to Matthew Chapman. 2-for-4 yesterday with the bomb.
Matthew.
I don't know why I said Matthew.
No, I like that.
Matt. It was probably Matt. I should just say Matt Chapman.
We did it.
Matthew. We beat the White Sox.
No, we hit 20 home runs.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's going to happen.
We did it.
20 home runs.
We did it.
Throw a party.
Get the pleasantries out of the way, because I got some Chapman thoughts.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead. Give me the thoughts. I want to hear them now. Don't rush me with the pleasantries, Shasky.
All right. So here are the Chapman thoughts. You got to have a veteran on this team who understands how to prepare at the big league level, and somebody that has cachet. I'm not here to say that he's some star. He's not a star. He's not. He's a really good everyday player. That's what he is. I read this long form article about Stephen Vogt and the Cleveland Guardians. It was in The Athletic, and why Stephen Vogt has been resonating with the Cleveland Guardians. And I found it very interesting.
Missed the boat on that one.
Well, that's a whole nother conversation. But I found it very interesting that every single person, Vogt, some of the guys on his staff, Albernez, who's like his assistant, their catcher, Austin Hedges, everyone to a man said to themselves, the guy who sets the tone for everyone falling in line behind Stephen Vogt is Jose Ramirez.
Yep.
And so I'm not here to say that Matt Chapman is on the same level as Jose Ramirez, because Jose Ramirez is going to be probably a borderline, if not Hall of Famer, someday.
Yep.
But when I look at how this team has been constructed over the last 6-7 years, I think you're looking at the best everyday player maybe since Buster Posey on the Giants. And now, that's not saying much, because they haven't had a lot of those, but to pencil him in every single day and to kind of know what you're getting from him defensively. He made a play near the awning, the fence, the whatever, the netting that they call it. It was a great play. He has been a really, really, really good Giant. Do I want to give him a 7-year deal? No. Do I want to give him a 3-year deal and have him stay? Yes, I do. And I think Matt Chapman has had a really good year this this year, and it's going to get lost in the sauce, but I'm really enjoying Matt Chapman every single day.
We'll see what happens with this contract. He's 31 years old, 20 home runs, 62 RBIs. Now, you lead guys around him. I'm not mad at him. We interviewed him early in the season, came away very impressed with what Matt Chapman is, what he's all about, the way he goes about his business. He's a pro's pro. Every single day, you're going to get full-out effort from him. I'm not mad at Matt Chapman. You got to sign somebody. You got to have somebody in this lineup now. You need to build around him. So I'm not mad at Matt Chapman. By the way, good morning. And oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Good morning to all the graveyard shift workers, all the overnight dancers, everybody out there. 888-957-9570. We're going to do a vibe check with the 49ers a little bit later. By the way, shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. And we're qualifying two more people today to have breakfast with the roast September 6th on the Friday. That's right. We'll kick off the football season Friday, September the 6th, and we'll have breakfast right here at 95.7 The Game. So listen all this week between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, and we have 10 spots we're giving away. We have 8 left. We're going to give away 2 of those 8 today between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. And when you hear this sounder, be the 10th caller, and you win a spot for breakfast with the roast. Breakfast will be provided by Jack's Restaurant. So Chapman's been a nice story for the Giants. Ramos has been a nice story, even though the batting average has slipped to .279. Fitzgerald is a good story. Lamont Wade Jr. goes 2 for 3. You beat the White Sox, the lowly White Sox. And I'm sure people were saying, uh-oh, in the fifth inning when they took a 1-0 lead. And I'm sure people were saying, uh-oh, in the ninth inning when Jordan Hicks was on the mound. You didn't know where the ball was going. He got a little erratic at times. Huh?
I don't think he knew where the ball was going.
Thankfully, Kirk Casale knew where one of those pitches were going, although he threw a wild pitch the very next pitch. But you're able to survive and win a game against the White Sox, so now you're one game over .500. Kyle Harrison did what he had to do against the White Sox. He looked solid. He was solid.
Can you get the guy some run support early in a game so that he can pitch the lead?
Yeah,
like,
no
that
doubt.
Would be something I would love to look into. Like, how many innings has he gone out onto the mound where he's had a lead?
Yeah, not many.
Not many. And so you were talking about Kirk Casale. I really like Kirk Casale. He had a big hit in this game. Finally broke the seal to drive in some runs. But Bonta, he can't throw out anyone. I mean, he needs a cutoff to throw from catcher to second. It's so bad.
It's not good.
It's so bad. Now, a combination of that is the Giants struggle holding runners on. They don't throw over really ever.
No.
And all of their guys have a high leg kick. And so they're doing their catcher no service in terms of trying to slow down a runner. But that being said, like Casale's arm, poor guy, like him a lot. I mean, he's a liability defensively.
A win like that, you're playing the White Sox. And that was my focus when I was watching the game. Because, in my opinion, I was like, Giants got to win this game. Now, you're 5 back in the loss column to the Atlanta Braves. They just lost Austin Riley for quite some time. That could do them in. He's a star third baseman, all-star.
8 weeks.
Yeah, it's not good for the Braves. They've just been littered with injuries to big boys. Albies, Ronald Acuna Jr., Austin Riley, and Spencer Strider. Just brutal, brutal for the Atlanta Braves. Yet they're still hovering 8 games above .500, still trying to get into the playoffs. Now, you're 3 back in the Mets. They come back, and they beat the Orioles yesterday with a walk-off. So, look, I'm not going to sit here and berate everybody with playoff talk when it comes to the San Francisco Giants. But my focus yesterday was just how on the White Sox and how bad they are. They're historically bad, folks. 30-96 on the season. Again, they've won 30 games, and we're midway through August.
There's 35 games left for the Giants. They've got to get to 43. I don't know if they're going to get there.
I don't know if they'll get there. Now, they may sneak one in here. They beat the Yankees last week. They beat the Astros in a game last week.
Sneak one in.
And they may sneak one in. You hope they don't sneak one in at Oracle Park.
Can you say
that
record again?
30-96.
Just wild to listen to.
30-96. It is August 20th, and they have 30 wins on the season. Now, they do have a baller in Luis Robert Jr., and you think that...
Is he a baller, though?
Well, he's just, I mean, he's lost. He can't, he's got all the talent in the world. He's got all the talent in the world. He's hurt all the time. He's 27 years old. He's a guy I take a chance on. But you look at the power. Okay. Last year, he hit 38 home runs. The year before, he only played 98 games. The year before, he only played 68. So injuries have really derailed his career. But you see the talent. You saw the talent last season. You saw the talent his rookie season. He's got speed. He's got 18 stolen bases this year. He has power. I mean, you got nobody batting around you. You're batting .216. I don't know. But I'm looking at him and I'm saying, I would take a chance on a guy like him.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very iffy on him. I was looking at another player, the Santa Rosa kid, Andrew Vaughn, and I was just looking at some of his advanced numbers, and he got off to a really slow start, was red hot in June, cooled off big time in July, and then is red hot again in August. And I'm saying to myself, like, he could not play on a worse team.
Well, he's a first baseman who's got some okay power.
Jeez Louise.
In 2023, he hit a career-high 21 home runs. Not bad. Not bad at all on 152 games. I like Andrew Vaughn. He's not bad.
I mean, he's the number 3 overall pick. It's pretty incredible.
It is incredible, but has he lived up to that?
No. But you know, I would also say that, you know, the just the situation and the organizations, well, that they might be, as bad as we rip the A's, the White Sox might be worse at developing and sustaining.
Well, you can make that same argument for Luis Robert Jr.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy did hit 38 jacks last year.
It's true.
I mean, 38 jacks is nothing to scoff at. I mean, a lot of time we had somebody hit over 28 home runs.
Hunter Pence hit 28, I believe. 28. And I think
Belt hit 29.
Belt had 29.
He had 29. That's right. He got 29. He got stuck. He would have been the guy who hit 30 home runs for the first time since Barry Bonds.
It was Bonds 27 in his final year, and then I believe Uribe and Huff hit 26 in 2010.
Yeah, 26, 25, something like that. Huff had a really good year in 2010.
He had a great year.
So you look. I was just looking at how does an organization become that bad? Like, to me, that's the story. How bad the White? That's a proud. Now they've had some up and downs over the course of my lifetime, of course. But that's a proud organization for the most part. Their gear always sells. A lot of people wear White Sox hats. They got some really cool colors. When they went to that colorway, the black and white with the pinstripes, it's like, wow, the rebranding was really good for the White Sox. Now, I told Lubman, and Lubman's been to this yard. You forget they're in Chicago. Because you go to Wrigley Field, and it's sold out, and it's a lot of fun, and Wrigley Field and everything. And you go to the south side of Chicago. Guarantee rate field. The atmosphere of Shasky. You want to talk about just, there's minor league. San Jose Giants may have a better atmosphere than the White Sox and where they play.
So did you see the movie The Saint of Second Chances? It's a documentary. I believe it's on Netflix. I could be wrong, but it's about Veek, the owner of the White Sox during the 70s.
No, I've never seen it.
So your point about like proud franchise, it really wasn't. I thought it was more because it's an older franchise, obviously. And when he took over, Mike Veek, this is, he was the guy who came up with the disco demolition.
Right.
He was a legitimate Chicagoan. And this is the era of owners where they didn't have a lot of money. Like he took out all of his money to buy the team and they didn't have anything. And so they treated that team in the 70s like they were a minor league team. So there were different draws on what would try to get crowds going there and whatnot. And so to your point of like, I think in our minds, the White Sox brand, because of, I think hip hop and culture, like the White Sox logo kind of means something.
It does.
But like within baseball, they've always been a laughing stock outside of a couple of pockets of winning.
Yeah, they've been up and down, right? I mean, they had Jack McDowell, Frank Thomas, and they made the playoffs in the early 90s. And then they fell off the cliff. And then of course they went in World Series in the mid-2000s with Ozzie Guillen. Now, Tony Russo helped turn that program around in the 80s before taking the A's job.
Yeah.
But really, they've been this team that you think that, boy, they've got a lot of talent. They spend money on some big-time free agents, and they always underachieve. Now, they've underachieved to astronomical levels this season. And you could blame Tony Russo for the downfall of this team when they did have things rolling. Jose Abreu, they had Eloy Jimenez, who's Yoan Moncada?
Oh, Yoan Moncada,
who's always hurt. I mean, I just couldn't believe, I'm watching that game thinking, Matt's just staying up watching this team. You're a White Sox fan. Are you staying up late on the Midwest to watch that baseball team?
It's interesting you say that because the boss lived in Chicago for a long time. He's a big Cubs fan. Oh, thank you. He's a big Cubs fan. And I asked him, are the White Sox like the A's in terms of coverage and you know, where they stand in the market? He's like, no, they're actually worse.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, because at least the A's have, players that everyone likes. The White Sox were horrible. I mean, they won it in 05 with Juan Uribe, who we referenced earlier. But outside of that, I mean, they've had zero sustainability over the years. And then, obviously, you know, moving out of Comiskey and they've been trying to get out of there for, 25 years?
Well, they built that yard, the new Comiskey, and it's just as bad. It's nothing there.
U.S. Cellular. What is it called now?
It's Guaranteed Rate Field. Guaranteed Rate Field. And Anna and I went out there to a Royals-White Sox game on a Friday night.
Should be Guaranteed Loss Field.
It should be. That's not bad. $5 tickets. And they had a statue of Carlton Fisk. They had a statue, and then they had their little.
Was he in biker shorts?
He was not in biker
shorts. This was part of the Bill Veeck. He was like experimenting with things of how he get people to go, and they went to the shorts. I know. Yeah, it's crazy.
I know.
Kind of liked it, not going to lie. It's just different. I was like, do they rock shorts for real in a game? That's just wild.
It is wild.
It's
such
a bad look.
I mean, the new Comiskey could be farther away from, I mean, it's on the south side of Chicago, and it is out there. We took the subway out there, and, you know, got $5 tickets to a Royals-White Sox game, and it was just sterile. They had their own version of, like, the patio of, like, what the public house looks like across the street. Nobody was in there. It's pretty nice, but nobody, like, why would anybody drive down? They need to be closer to the city. If you want to get the White Sox brand rolling and threaten the Cubs brand, you got to get closer to the skyscrapers. You got to build closer to Soldier Field. It is just so out there. So I always wondered how Matt Koski and Bob Fitzgerald became White Sox fans instead of Cub fans.
Like, I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
No, seriously, the White Sox is part of Fitz's family. They're part of Matt Koski's family.
For a major market, Chicago's had a lot of losing over the last 25 years. I mean, I know they got Michael Jordan, and so that kind of like retcons a lot of the misery. But the Bulls have not been good for a long time.
Not consistently.
And you think about Derrick Rose and the woulda, coulda, shoulda. Right? And those teams were good. Like the Joakim Noah, Luol Deng, Derrick, those teams
Ben Gordon,
fun.
Ben Gordon was Air Force, Kirk Heinrich.
They've been bad for a long time. Yeah. And then the Cubs have been hit and miss, I would say, for quite some time. I know they're the lovable losers, but when we were growing up, they were good in the 80s.
Right.
And then they had their moment in the late 90s, especially with Sammy Sosa,
Mark Pryor.
The early 2000s with Dusty. Yep. Like, they've been relevant.
Yep.
The White Sox have been irrelevant outside of the 05 season.
So irrelevant.
And then the Bears, now they've got Caleb, but, I mean, one Rex Grossman season?
They've had a couple playoff moments.
Jay Cutler got to a conference
championship.
The double doink. They've had a couple playoff moments, but their offensive ineptitude.
Yeah.
Lackadaisical quarterback play. So they're hoping that Caleb could bring them some promise. They're hoping that the Cubs could turn things around. Now, Wrigleyville looks nice. At least you go out there and you feel like you're watching Major League Baseball, and the atmosphere is great.
It's an iconic venue.
The White Sox is really tough to match. You know, that's a good call with Matt Nahegan about the A's and the White Sox being a two-team market. Now, the White Sox are not leaving anytime soon.
Well, no. We don't think they're going to leave, but they are flirting with Nashville. They are flirting.
Yeah.
What's the guy who owns the Bulls? Come on.
Oh, Jerry Reinsdorf.
Has been flirting with other cities.
He's looking for a handout.
Him and the Bears were trying to do a joint venture. To Arlington, and then that kind of broke apart. The Bears would be smart to have nothing to do with the White Sox.
The White Sox are trying to latch out to the Bears and build their own thing to be compared, and the Bears are like, we're kind of Cub fans. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's what they're thinking.
What do you close your eyes?
If Reinsdorf did move that team, that would be criminal, because I do think Chicago could support two teams. And like the Cubs, you know, the south side of Chicago is like, you know, blue collar. If anybody watched Shameless and you ever been out there, now you got to be safe out there in the south side. There's no doubt about that.
It's one of the most dangerous cities in America.
Yeah, dangerous areas in America,
Hundreds of murders
a year. Oh, trust me, I know.
Sad. Every day on X, there's videos that pop up on my feed, and I'm just like, wow.
It's not a great scene. Not a great scene at all. So, I don't know, man. I was watching them thinking, how could a franchise stoop to that level? Now, we got the A's in our own market. But I'm looking at the White Sox, and I'm just saying, they're 30-96. I couldn't focus on the Giants. Like, to me, they better win that game, right? There's no, like, fist pumping for beating the White Sox. I'm not, like, saying, like, woo, we got one.
I'm going to be real,
one game over 500.
Harrison needed that bad. He did. He just needed that. Like, the kid needed a W. He needed to, you know, go up against a garbage team. And on the other side, we got to talk about something. Lamont Wade Jr. not being able to run. Like, I was triggered last night at seeing that.
You got triggered with this game?
It was a microcosm of everything that drives me crazy with this organization.
There was nothing that could possibly trigger me about that game.
There was something that triggered me. And I want to talk about it.
There was nothing, because to me, it was just, it's the White Sox. They're 30-96.
When you close your eyes and you say the White Sox, who's the player? Because I know exactly who
Frank Thomas.
I completely agree. The Big Hurt.
Frank Thomas.
And then Bo Jackson later on in his career.
Scotty Pods?
Robin Ventura.
Robin Ventura is a good one. Jack McDowell.
Jermaine Dye.
Jermaine Dye's really good. That is really good.
He's legend.
Harold Baines.
Harold Baines is a Bond. That's a really good
Harold Baines.
Paul Konerko, low-key, borderline Hall of Famer.
He had a great career with the White Sox.
I think 300-something home runs.
439.
How many?
439 home runs.
He was a Dodger. The Dodgers got rid of him.
Konerko was a beast.
Dodgers got rid of him.
Tomei.
Adam Dunn, Jim Tobey. Adam Dunn was there for a bit.
Yeah, go OG, go Luis Aparicio, right?
Ooh.
Way back. You.
Look at that.
Flexing your that. Big red machine muscle as they move.
Look at that. Look at that. All right, more coming up. Shasky somehow is triggered.
It's just a microcosm of all the things that frustrate me with the Giants organization as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, there's nothing they could do. That can be triggered for the rest of the season.
They destroyed me.
They destroyed me. All right, more coming up here. Brought to you by Save Mart Lucky California.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Hey, yo, it's Lucy, man. You listening to the 95.7 again, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky. Oh, baby.
Tucci, man, rejoin King. Did you get yours, Spinotti? Did you play it?
I got to upload it still, but that was tremendous.
Tremendous stuff. You should upload it and play it for Shasky. I don't know if you heard it. Zucci Mane with all the rejoins. Oh. Shout out to Zucci Mane.
Joe Spadoni. You're listening to the pregame show with Joe Spadoni. Right here on 95.7 The Game.
That's pretty good, actually.
It's horrific.
That's better than I thought. Baldy 730. I thought it was terrible. That actually didn't sound too bad. River Islands guest line, Baldy 730. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. It's inside for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop. Check out the latest episode of Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, Lubman and Shasky, celebrating 100 episodes of the best damn Giants talk in the Bay Area. Episode number 100 had Logan Webb. It featured Logan Webb and Sam Lubman caught up with the all-star Logan Webb last week. Available wherever you listen to your podcast. All right, I'm going to let you riff on Logan Webb.
It's happening right now. So it's the fourth
Not Logan Webb, Lamont Wade Jr.
I'm not even mad at Lamont because he's doing what the organization wants him to do. It's a 0-0 game. This is a team that has struggled to put together, big at bats and drive in runs. It's not just this year. I mean, it's been the totality of what, a decade?
Yeah,
a decade that they haven't been able to drive in runs.
But in
particular, the last 2 months, it's been really bad in terms of trying to drive in runs. All right. And Elliot Ramos flies out to, I believe, right field. And then Conforto rips one down the line. And I'm watching Lamont Wade Jr., who's batting 189 in his last 30 days, okay? I'm watching him jog at like 40% maybe around second base. And I throw my hands up and I say, why is this guy playing if he can't run on a team that is desperate to drive in runs, and you just sent down Luciano for not hustling? Now, I get Lamont Wade's quote-unquote hurt, but why is he playing?
Yeah.
Mark Canha, look, I'm not here to defend, the Mark Canha trade. I didn't think it was enough for them to do at the deadline. Canha's been swinging a hot bat.
Did the vibes get better?
No, but he's swinging a hot bat. Like, for the most part, he's had good at-bats. Like, I'll give Farhan and Bob credit when credit is due. He's had good at-bats, all right? When I watch Lamont Wade Jr., coast it around second base. I've thrown my hand. Here it is right here. You could see it right here. Conforto rips it down the line. It goes off the wall, and you're going to watch Lamont Wade Jr., and he's just jogging. Just out for a stroll. No, you watch him coming around second
where
base.
Where else was he going to go, though? Was he going to make it home on a double to right field?
Bonte.
He wasn't going to make it home.
You are fighting for your playoff lives.
I hear you.
Jobs are on the line, okay? And this guy is out here loafing it around the bases because he's injured. Why is he in the lineup? And my bigger thing, and you're going to see him right here as he's walking. Come on, man. Look at that. I mean, Bonte, speed walkers in the Olympics are running faster than that. I mean, that was pathetic. And here's the thing. I'm not even mad at
him. He wasn't going to score, homie. I hear you.
It's the symbolism of where this team is at. They're so down bad. They're forced to play a guy who physically can't run. And the excuse is, maybe he'll draw a walk and get on base. And I'm like, come on, guys. Like, and again, you just sent down Luciano, and rightfully. I thought Luciano had a lot of bad at-bats. I didn't think he was driving the ball. I didn't think he was doing well. But a lot of people were outraged that he wasn't hustling. And it's like, all right, what's the excuse for Lamont Wade Jr.? Well, and to me, it's more of a symbolism of, that's the best you have with the season on the line against the worst team in baseball. You have to sweep this series to stay alive, all right? Your job is on the line, and you're putting a guy out there who can't run?
Well, what are we doing? Fair, look, I hear you on the hustle part. It's not a good optic. It's like, wow, is he hurt? Is the hammy going to blow out? But even if he's running at full speed, he's not scoring on that play.
But you're forcing them to make a throw. That's the whole point. And it's about playing hard. Your season is on the line. If you're Farhan Zaidi, your tenure is on the line, right? Bob Melvin might not get another look after this as a head coach, as a manager, if you will.
Well, he's had five opportunities now. How many more does he need?
And look, you won the game. And I know it's going to get lost in the sauce. But to me, it was a small microcosm of just everything that makes me irate. They've got nothing in AAA that can play both offense and defense at first base.
No, they can't.
Why are you platooning Lamont Wade Jr. If he's physically unable to run?
I hear you, but you know what, Shasky? I couldn't believe it. I remember watching. I was like, wow, he's really jogging it in. And I thought, well, maybe he could have ran a little faster. But we've seen doubles to that right field corner throughout our entire life at Oracle Park. It's rare that you get some guys scoring on a play like that with a hot shot like that down the right field line. I hear you.
They're back 190.
I hear you.
Runners in scoring position. And you got a young pitcher on the mound. You got to do everything you can. Again, I even asked the question, how many innings has this guy pitched with the lead? And I'm just sitting here, and I'm just like, and again, I'm not even mad at Lamont Wade Jr. I'm mad at the organization. I'm like, this is the best roster you can build with the season on the line?
I'm not even outraged on that.
Get out of here.
Because Lamont Wade Jr. running at full speed doesn't even score. Doesn't even get close to scoring.
Well, he's not fast.
He's not fast. So, you know what? He's going around second base knowing that, all right, I'm going to get to third base. I have no shot at getting home. So I'm not as outraged about that. It's runners on second and third, two outs. Chapman doesn't drive to home. Runs in. That's the biggest problem. They've got the worst batting average of runners or scoring persistence since the All-Star break. That's the outrage. I mean, lineup's not good. Now, it's funny what we classify how.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'll bet, right? Because I had to see it. I had to see it. Because Mark, I do agree with you. Marquetta does have professional at-bats.
He's had good at-bats.
He's had good at-bats.
Well, he got like six hits.
But, I mean, Marquetta, in his last 15 days, he's batting .281.
Okay, that's better than Lamont Wade Jr. over the last couple weeks.
But his OPS is at .646.
Yeah, it's not good.
I mean...
But they're again, I think that's... See, what you're saying right there is the microcosm right. of everything they've built is not good enough. It's right. just not good enough. And the fact that you cannot insulate yourself from he's hurt. Lamont Wade Jr.'s hurt. He shouldn't be in the lineup.
But who else are you going to have out there?
That's Marquetta, the problem.
Marquetta.
You've got three levels of minor, actually four levels of minor leagues. You've got nothing. This is the best you have. And Lamont Wade Jr.'s been on a milk carton for months.
I want to know, because there were some fans, and you know, this is why I love Twitter or love everything, when... You bring up Vlad Jr. early in the season, and Vlad Jr. got off to a slow start. I'm stuck on Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I'm stuck on him because the Blue Jays are going nowhere. They have no direction right now. Maybe they do. Maybe they think they could reinvent themselves next season. But I thought they should have been all in on trying to acquire him from Canada, from Toronto, Canada. Knowing what we know now, what we knew then.
Well,
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is a bona fide all-star. He, at the end of the day, gets his numbers.
No doubt.
And, you know, Lamont Wade Jr. got out to another great start like he did last season, like he did a year before. And we're thinking about, I remember Flip saying, you know, he's a top five player in baseball right now. And, you know, at the time, he was playing well. He was playing very, very well. Then he got hurt again. And he stays hurt.
Being a top five player for a month means nothing to me.
No, I agree. I'm not saying it means anything.
No, I know. I'm sorry. You're right. The rhetoric drives me nuts.
But when it was coming to Vlad Jr., it was thinking, do what you got to do. And there was a lot of Giants fans who were scoffing at this, saying, we don't need a first baseman. We don't need a first baseman. I think we do. I know we do. You need somebody there, a bona fide five-year pro. Now, maybe it's Bryce Eldridge at some point. Maybe you can expedite him and get him up here. I don't know. But I need some power. I need some speed. I need something I can hang my hat on at first base. But look, the lineup is not great right now. I'm seeing 209 here in the Xfinity Mobile text line. Kenneth was brought in for good locker room vibes. His hits are extra. Shout out to Farhan, and he's eye rolling.
Am I making too much of this, fellas? Like, be honest with me, because I'm watching that game.
Spinotti shook his head. Yes, I think you are.
Because I'm watching that, I'm just like, what are we doing?
But I mean, my whole thing was, yes, we need a first baseman.
But that's the best we have right now.
I mean, he did get out base three times yesterday.
Great.
I mean, great. This team struggles to get people on base. That is great.
They also struggle to get a hit with runners on base.
And so when you have
a guy on base and a guy gets a hit, you should run hard for the simple fact that someone might throw the ball away. Put pressure on the defense.
I don't know. I'm not going to be as outreach. He walked in at two hits yesterday.
If Luciano jogged that way, we would be crushing him.
Well, Luciano can't jog. He's not a bona fide pro. He needs to establish himself. Lamont Wade Jr. has established himself
as a professional
hitter. Now, whether he's a platooner or not, I mean, running around second base, third base, knowing that he doesn't have elite speed, he's not scoring on that play.
There's no one on this team that has the equity to not sprint.
Well, I mean, I know. I'm not going to be outraged over that.
Look, Bonds can jog, all right? Lamont Wade, if you can't sprint, you can't play. I'm sorry, your bat's not that elite.
His hammies are already flimsy, so I'm not mad at him for not sprinting, because he's not scoring on that play. I just don't think he's going to score. I don't.
So okay, I'm not going to like lose my mind on you saying that, but just want you to know, if I'm the guy who's pitching that day and I see you running like that, I'm a little peeved when I haven't had a lead for months on end. And if I'm the guy, Conforto, that rips one down the line, who's also playing for a contract, I'm like, hey, man, like maybe a sprint. Because that ball was ripped down the line. It was obvious it was falling. This team, I can't watch them anymore. It's driving me insane.
You can't watch them anymore.
That's fundamentals.
You can't watch them anymore.
Sam, am I making too much of this?
No, you're not crazy here. I also saw that. You and I think reacted very similarly. I don't understand why Lamont was running full speed. Listen, if he's not healthy, here's my beef. Don't put him in the two spot if he's not full speed.
That's it.
He's but if you bat Mark Canna against a righty, he'll explode.
Even at full speed, he's not getting at home. He's a first to... He's not still a base. He's been bat leadoff and second for damn near all year.
Isn't that
he's
a microcosm speed guy. On what they've built?
I've known that already, but I'm not going to get outraged over this against the Chicago White Sox for crying out loud. The guy did get on base three times. If I'm pointing the finger at anything, I'm not even going to point the finger. You got to win against the White Sox 5-3. Be happy they're one game over 500 and move on. Maybe he's toughing it out for the team. I don't know.
Oh, so noble.
Maybe he is. Somebody's got to play. You want to watch Ken at bats every day?
If you can't sprint, you shouldn't be in the lineup.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty simple.
888-957-9570. Now I want to know, are you outraged about Lamont Wade Jr. not sprinting in the fourth inning? On a double down the right field line? I want to know. I really want to know. By the way, join 95.70 Game at Hardy Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.70game.com to learn more. Presented by ACCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Baldine 7:30 as we get the football vibe check. I want to do a vibe check, and I'll explain it on the other side here on the Morning Roast.
What up, what up? This is Big Pump from South City. You are now listening to the Morning Roast with my boys Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
I like this beat. Who's this? Hall & Oates?
So,
Beach Boys?
No,
Beach Boys. This is part of Sam Lubman's birthday playlist, by the way. This song.
Sam Lubman's birthday playlist.
We're doing that in honor of Kirk Cousins. I don't know if you guys saw Kirk Cousins celebrate his birthday yesterday. I don't know how old he is, like 50 years old. but he released his playlist. The Atlanta Falcons did. And it was basically the year 2006, just capitalized into one. If you're an emo or a white kid like me.
He's 36, by the way.
He's 36, so there you go. So it was a lot of The Killers, Bonte, who you know very well, Blink-182, Foo Fighters.
That's our old friend. He's not our friend anymore.
Hey, crank up but the James, hook on this. He's never heard this.
Our boy James Kincaid, our old friend James Kincaid. We've 86'd him out of our lives.
Yeah, we're R.C. Davis guys now.
Yeah, we're R.C. Davis. Team R.C. Davis all the time.
This bangs.
I don't know if I'd say bangs.
No, this is a hitter. Exhibit some of this.
I don't know if this classifies as a banger. Africa.
It's catchy.
This is a great song.
Toto is the artist, by the way. The song is Africa.
Toto?
Africa.
The song's called Africa? Why is it called Africa?
Because the song's about
Africa. Did you hear the hook?
The lyrics.
No, I could barely hear it.
What about the rains down
talking.
Africa?
Yeah, the rains down in Africa.
And then like the da 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 da.
Music like video like too. I think he's like in Africa with like a woman too. That's like part of it.
I'd say it like that. Anyway.
But that's what it is. I'm just saying. He's with a woman in Africa. I don't know. That's
the video. Shout out Africa. Shout out Africa. There was a lot of controversy in the UFC about Africa over the weekend as Stylebender got beat again. I think he might be done. Anyway, we got Baldy coming up at 7:30.
Bender I acknowledge is Airbender. That went way over your head.
Way over my head. That was in the middle of a read.
Shout out
Big News Roasters. Baldy's going to be joining us in studio all morning long on Thursday to get us fired up for football season. 4 straight hours on a Morning Roast. You don't want to miss out on that. Don't want to miss out on that. This segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. What do you mean by Airbender? What did I miss there? Airbender.
It's an old movie reference.
Well, it's not even a movie. It was a show first. It was an anime on Nickelodeon called Avatar: The Last Airbender. It was a show. Very good, actually. One of the few like really good American anime. And then they made M. Night Shyamalan made a live action movie of it, and it was all time bad.
Yeah, it was horrible. Well, Shyamalan has made some bad movies the last couple.
He has, but God, his peaks are so damn high.
The Night was a good HBO show.
I see enjoyed that one. It. Is that good?
Yeah.
Like Sixth Sense, I don't think it gets better than that. It's probably like an all-time.
Sixth Sense is
like,
incredible.
Signs,
the only
right?
problem with Sixth Sense is you really can only watch it that one time.
Well, it's interesting watching it again, knowing, spoiler alert, that he is dead. It is kind of like the mannerisms, how they shoot it and stuff like that. It is interesting.
So I watched this whole video. I think I've said this before on here, but similar to The Sixth Sense, I watched this whole thing on how O-Dog wasn't real, and it was a manifestation of Kane's mind. But the reality is that people say his name and blah, blah. But like, there was somebody who went on this long diatribe saying that O-Dog wasn't a real person. He was in the mind, kind of like Fight Club.
Fight Club was wild. It had a weird ending to that movie, Fight Club, that is.
It did have an odd ending.
It was very, very, very odd, Fight Club, that is. Look, we're going to talk some football here. Giants, they win against the White Sox. Woohoo!
I know.
They're one game over 500. were people outraged online about Lamont Wade Jr. running?
It wasn't even about Lamont. Yeah. It was about like the team rolling him out there.
But everybody's happy.
I mean, it's just,
I'm not.
We just ripped the hell out of Marco Luciano for not sprinting down the line.
Well, he's got plenty of evidence of not hustling.
I'm not here to defend Luciano.
I get Kipe on the call. I still have it in my head. Whenever I think about urgency, come on now, urgent, gotta go now, quick. It's like, damn, Kipe. Damn. Them dudes need a drink, man.
It's not about Lamont. It was just about, like, the whole thing, dude. And I'm just... And the problem is I'm a sucker. I'm like an addict. You know what I mean? Like, because tonight, what's going to happen? I'm going to turn it back on, and I'm going to hate watch.
Yeah, I can't hate watch. I got it. You know, there's so much hate in the world these days. We got to get it open for you, by the way. Who you hate today? By Joe Shasky.
Let the hate flow, bro.
No, I don't. I'm not a hater. I'm not a hater. I don't like to hate. I'm a player, baby.
I prefer the dark side. I like the dark characters. I like Scarface. I like Tony Soprano.
I love those characters too.
I like Darth Vader.
I love those characters too.
I like the Emperor.
I love those characters too.
I was rooting for the Empire,
but I don't like. Hey, I want to know. 888-957-9570. Before we get into
this, I like villains.
I want to know from fans out there.
Cartman.
How many of you hate watch? And how much energy does it take to hate watch? I want to know, how many people hate watch? Hate watch sports? Because that's the one area where I'm just like, I'm just going to be open-minded.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to laugh a little bit. I want to watch some great athleticism. If I don't see it, then
you
know.
Do you not hate watch James Harden?
I don't hate watch James Harden. I just laugh at James Harden. I don't hate, be like, oh, I want James Harden to fail. I just know it's coming. And so I'm watching James Harden, for example, and I'm like, how's it going to happen this time around? It's kind of like the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. When the Niners got the interception.
For failure.
I wasn't rooting for failure. When the Niners intercepted that pass from Mahomes at the start of the third quarter, and they didn't score. In my mind, I was thinking, how are they going to lose this game? In what fashion are they going to lose this game? Because they're going to lose. But how are they going to lose? And so with James Harden, I'm thinking, by the way, he's in China right now for Team Adidas on his Adidas tour. They love him in China. But I'm watching James Harden, and I'm thinking, how is he going to fail this time?
Yeah, that's
how's it
gonna
work?
Similar to
No, it's not hating. It's just sitting back laughing like, babe. I'm like, Anna, somehow, some way, James Harden is going to blow this.
Yeah, you're salivating at the opportunity to see someone's failure.
No, I'm not salivating. I'm just, you're just knowing that, hey, something's going to happen. It always does.
Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, at times LeBron, James Harden. The NBA's got a lot of guys that I was like rooting against. I hate watching.
I root against.
Waiting for the failure.
Yeah, I root against, but I just don't, you know. They ball out. By the way, we have a poll up.
The Dodgers.
You just know it's going to happen.
Kershaw. I love watching Kershaw, and I love, my favorite of the Kershaws is this Kershaw.
Bent down.
Can you describe
this? I take my hat off and I stick my head
down.
We're
on live radio.
Show you my bald spot.
Auditory medium.
Yeah. Do you ever hate watch your own team? That's our poll on YouTube right now. Do you ever hate watch your own team? Some way you're going to blow this, right? You know what I'm saying? Just some way you just know that some guys are going to fail. And it's not choke. I guess you could say choking or whatever. But like, I just, sports make me happy.
Well, of course.
Even the failures make me happy. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just makes me, I just get a good, I'm in my own world. I'm away from reality. I'm away from everything that's happening in society. And I'm just locked in. Somebody's going to lose. Somebody's going to win. No doubt about it. But hate watching takes an extra energy to be negative. Like, I need to miss this shot. Like, I can't do that.
I don't think it's that sadistic. I think it's just sitting there like, oh, my God. Like, for example, Mahomes, this guy, I'm watching him, and I'm amazed, and I'm also like, I'm just so sick of this guy. Like, I hate watch him.
See, I can't get sick of him. As much as I don't like the Kansas City Chiefs right now, I want to watch every snap in Mahomes' career. I don't want to miss a snap.
Dabo.
It's just like Michael Jordan. I didn't want to miss a dribble. I didn't want to miss a shot.
LeBron.
You know, LeBron, for a long time, was like, I don't want to miss it. For a long time, I watched a lot of LeBron. The Cleveland days, the Heat days. I couldn't miss a game. I couldn't miss an article. I couldn't miss anything. Then he became the enemy, and I was just like, all right, it got, you know, Warriors all day. But I couldn't, but like with Mahomes and Brady, I could not miss a snap. I needed more. I'm addicted to it. Like, watching greatness and just thinking, like, how is he going to get it done this time? Like, we're watching that Chiefs-Bills playoff game. And you just knew in that second half, it's like, somehow, some way, Mahomes is going to get it done.
Yeah, see, as being on the other end of all these Mahomes Super Bowl victories, I'm now so sick of that guy. He's awesome. I don't turn away. But he's in like the Emmitt Smith zone, Michael Irvin zone, where it's like, I hate those guys. I can't.
No, I hear you.
The guy drives me crazy because he's so good.
Yeah, like
He's so good.
I love it, actually. I'm just like, when you're watching great, like we've been blessed to watch Steph Curry be great around this market. We've been blessed to watch Barry Bonds. There's something about watching the greats of the greats. There's just something that I just, I kind of love it.
No, I'm with you. Everyone loves, that's why we love sports.
Yeah.
But also, like, sign me up for hate watching Dylan Brooks, right? You know what I mean? Like, I love watching him fail in misery. I kind of love watching Memphis collapse, just in general, right? I'm here for it.
Job.
Exactly. I'm here for it.
I try not to like you.
Who's that?
You know, like, the Seahawks. You didn't hate watch the Seahawks?
I didn't hate watch the Seahawks. I just didn't like them.
That Super Bowl
I rooted against them
in New England.
Oh, I rooted against them.
I never hate watched harder.
Oh, no, I rooted against them. But I was also sitting there thinking, boy, this is a classic Super Bowl in the back of my head. I was like, damn.
No, I was sitting, I have 10 people in the living room. I remember sitting there going, oh my God, they're going to go back to back. I hate them.
No, when they threw me the interception, I jumped off my couch and said, yes.
Well, yeah,
yes, Seattle's going to lose. Yes.
That's hate watching.
Yes.
That's hate watching. I mean, that is the essence of hate watching.
But I was watching in real time. I was like, wow, they're going to come back and win this game. What a remarkable. They're about to go back to back. They're about to three-peat. And they got the interception. I was like, the team that I bet on won. So I was happy as hell. But, you know, and that's a rival. That's a rival, no doubt. Mahomes is just so great, though. Oh, my God.
Okay, so if I take Mahomes off the table, like Dak and the Cowboys?
I mean, they're like our little brother.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.